LaMarcus Aldridge had a monster game, 28 points, 10 rebounds, and Trailblazers handled the Lakers easily last night, 107-96. Gerald Wallace pumped in a team-high 31, including an incredible windmill slam in the third quarter. He says they went right after the La-La Lakers.
You know, as our main goal was attack their bigs. You know, their bigs are long, but, you know, they're slow, and they're slow getting up and down the court. So our main thing was to attack the rim, just keep attacking the rim and put the pressure on them.
Portland is now 4-0 at home, 5-1 overall. They are in first place in the Northwest Division and have the best record in the Western Conference. Just three other games last night. Miami defeated Atlanta, but it took them three overtimes to get it done. San Antonio down in Dallas, and Sacramento thumped on Milwaukee. Blazers back in action tonight on the road at Phoenix. Catch it right here at KBND with a 6:30 pregame and a 7:30 tip-off. It was a good night for major college basketball in Oregon. The Ducks got a career-high 30 from DeVoe Joseph and shut down visiting Stanford 78-67 in Pac-12 play. And in Corvallis, Jared Cunningham and Ahmad Starks each had 24 as the Beavers beat Cal 92-85, the team's flip-flop opponents this weekend. And, of course, you'll be able to hear the Duck and Cal game right here on KBND. Pair of games kick off the NFL wildcard playoffs on Saturday. Houston hosts Cincinnati in their first ever playoff game in an AFC wildcard matchup. And in the other Saturday playoff tilt, New Orleans welcomes Detroit for an NFC wildcard clash. The Sunday wildcard matchups have the Giants at home against Atlanta and the Steelers in Denver. While the Occupy movement is taking over the Dallas Cowboys, angry over owner Jerry Jones' decision to not hire a general manager, Dallas fans have launched OccupyValleyRanch.com. Gotta go there. The website calls on Cowboy fans to boycott the team and not show up to Cowboy Stadium in hopes of getting Jones to change his mind. I've never been in danger of showing up anywhere near Cowboy Stadium. Yahoo Sports reports the Golden State Warriors are aggressively pursuing Orlando Magic center Dwight Howard. According to the report, the Warriors are willing to run the risk of getting Howard for just one season in hopes they can persuade him to sign a long-term deal before he becomes a free agent this summer. Warriors are reportedly willing to part with either Stephen Curry or Monte Ellis in a deal. And the Sacramento Kings, they're already chopping. They've fired head coach Paul Westphal. Assistant Keith Smart will coach the team for tonight's home game against the Milwaukee Bucks. Kings are last in the Pacific Division at 2-5 this season. Westphal was in his third year with Sacramento. So seven games into the season, and somebody is done as a coach. Again, Blazer basketball tonight, Portland at Phoenix, 6:30 pregame, 7:30 tip. Catch it right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. I'm Dave Jarvis. Depend on us for sports.